You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden,
Florida.
Would you
like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
John vividly remembers the end of World War II. He was on a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship New Jersey. The blast from an AA gun and the plane's explosion severely burned John's eyes. It was the last thing John would ever see. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. That number again, 800-669-7079, for the Blinded Veterans Association.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Lynn Gold is here with me here today. Charles Brooks is here with me today. Chris Shaw behind the scenes is here with me today. And we are all here for your show to call in. So call in. In Oklahoma, you had your shot to call in. So what can I tell you? Now I'm giving a shot to Texas. Anybody listening to Texas, if you're on the line listening to the show, call in. $10 gift card waiting for you just to call in from Texas. Anybody calling in from Texas?
A yellow rose.
Waiting for you. 407-894-1680. Anybody from Texas listening to us on the radio show? 407-894-1680.
Call in.
Call in.
All right, hold on. Before we go any further, we got to take care of business.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
Well, all I can tell you is eSight helps you to see better. And all I can say is, if you want to try those glasses out, call them up. Tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you do get the glasses, you get a big discount. That's right. Just by saying you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Lynn, you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Okay. So now, am I still bothering you?
No, Michael, you're not annoying me right now.
Good. Charles?
Right. I don't want the audience to think that you always annoy me. It was just a joke. We have a caller. We have KJ from Orlando calling in.
KJ?
KJ.
KJ from Orlando. What do you have
Kelly.
To say to yourself, KJ?
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year. What do you have to say for yourself, kid?
So, a couple of things. Speaking of, like, the CDs and whatnot, I mean, you know, the records that Dave was talking about, I have a whole bunch of CDs that I'm trying to get rid of, like, from the 90s, like, Top 40 and stuff like that, but
nice.
I don't have the you know, the booklets with them or the cases. But if anybody is needing, like, I don't know, collects them or just the CDs themselves or collects them or wants to use them for an art project, Lynn, you can contact me if anybody is interested.
That's pretty
funny.
You
just gave me an idea, Kelly. That's nice what you're doing. We could actually, people could call in if they have anything to buy and sell, too. Somebody's, you know, a hobbyist. If
that's
you could
funny.
Exchange
yeah,
ideas.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to sell them, but
yeah.
I don't know how much. And if anybody, I tried to contact some of the, there are some stores that buy back, but you need to have, like, the cases and the booklets
right,
and stuff.
Right.
And I just have, like, this big, you know, travel case with them in it.
Well, maybe David can help you with that.
What kind of music? What kind of genre?
Yeah, everything like country and top 40 and, you know.
Well, how can they
like
reach
that.
You, Kelly?
KJ, we need to hang out then. We need to hang out so I can come get some of that music and rock with you.
All right.
So why don't you, what do you want people to do? Email you or what?
Sure, they can email me. My email is kjames424@icloud.com.
Would you say it again? Say it again.
kjames424@icloud.com.
Kelly, you can also put it on the Facebook page if you like. Okay?
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
The Blind and Beyond Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Well, thanks for calling.
And also, for hobbies, I collect souvenir bells. So, like, whenever any of my friends or I go on a trip, I collect. I get a little, like, little bells.
I know what you mean.
Ones,
I have a couple. Yeah, that's nice.
That's cool.
They don't take up a lot of room, and they sound beautiful, and they feel nice, the shapes. That's a great hobby.
Silver
right,
bell.
Yeah, and I have them on shelves, mm-hmm. and I've just kind of been collecting them.
Makes you happy. That's good. All right, well, we have to take our guest caller now, Kelly, but
thank you for calling in, Kelly. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Have
right.
a good
keep
one,
on
Kelly.
Listening. Oh,
keep
don't
on listening.
Don't forget to put it on Facebook page.
Keep
thank
on
you.
Listen.
All right,
goodbye.
Take care, honey. All right, our next caller is calling from Canada, and his name is David I don't know if it's Demers or Demers. We'll find out in a second. And David is lucky enough to have eSight glasses, and he's going to tell us about his life and his experience using eSight glasses. And welcome, David.
Welcome, David.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Hello,
you're
David.
Welcome. David, I wanted to just preface this a little bit, that I understand you're going to you're calling in to talk to us about your experience using eSight glasses. But we also did a
right.
little bit of research
on you,
hope you don't mind, that you were previously sighted and that you lost your sight in 2009. But we're talking a lot about hobbies today, and we know that your hobby was and is still photography, correct?
That's right, yes.
So
I was a professional photographer.
Yeah, yeah, so we'd like you to first tell people a little bit about your past and when you lost your sight and one of the things that, Michael, why don't you tell David what you always tell people to be, think positive and all that. And then we wanted David to talk about the photography and how he got back into the swing of things.
Well, it goes back to my whole open-minded way of life has always been. If you think positive, not negative, if you have an open mind and you're focused on what you want to do, you don't dwell on the negative.
So, David, can you tell us about when you lost your sight, if you don't mind, and then how you got back into thinking positively and getting back into your hobby and using the glasses and how the glasses changed your life?
Okay. Well, I guess first I was a commercial photographer for 9 years, and I had been a chef in several restaurants as well. So I was starting to have a pretty solid career, and a very visual one, of course. And then 9 years in, I suddenly lost my vision. It first started in one eye. I noticed I lost central vision. And then a few months later, the other eye followed really quickly. And I literally remember I drove to work in the morning and I couldn't drive back home in the evening. That's how fast it happened with the second eye. So it was very scary, I think. Of course, as many of your listeners probably know, I had to adapt to my situation. And that wasn't so easy at first. It took some time. And I had to stay positive, so constantly giving myself little objectives, little goals at first that I knew I could succeed, you know, not setting myself up for failure. And I think a lot of people in the beginning said, oh, how sad, you know, you used to be a photographer and you lost your vision. And of course, I certainly miss doing photography the way I used to. But I would tell people, well, you know what, at least I used my eyes to the fullest while I had them. And that to me is really trying to stay positive about things and have an optimistic look forward on life. But in many ways, you know, I get to talk to people now about eSight, how that also really allows me to use my vision to its fullest despite it being partial vision or very, very low vision. eSight has tremendously changed my life in that sense. But I'm still trying to figure out ways of keeping photography as a hobby. Sometimes I'm disappointed when I do it, so I have to still kind of push myself a little, but I'm kind of experimenting and trying to figure out ways to enjoy it again as much as I used to.
How did you adapt to do or continue to do photography?
Well, that's a great question because I used to use standard SLR cameras that you would through a viewfinder, and with central vision loss, that's out of the question. And then using regular cameras, the buttons, there's so many buttons on the camera, you don't know which one is which. There's no talking menus, and all these obstacles that made it extremely difficult. Unless I were to go back to film photography, I basically didn't really know how to use a camera anymore. And I kept thinking, wouldn't it be great if I could use the voiceover on my smartphone, and because that tells me all of the controls on the camera, but I wasn't super satisfied with what the camera on the phone could do. So, you know, with some research, I was able to find a really good lens that connects wirelessly to the smartphone, and then I have access to all the menus of the camera via the voiceover, via the talking menus. So that allows me now to actually, you know, change the settings on the camera. There's even a description of what the image looks like. It tells you if it's crisp or if it's blurry. So that really has allowed me to use a camera again in the way that I used to. So it took a lot of trying to figuring out those little details for sure. Yeah.
So you had to adapt to using a different style camera. You had to adapt to your vision loss, but you can still take pictures.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And with my eSight glasses now, I've actually been experimenting taking pictures with the eSight, which is pretty cool because you can just take pictures of what you're looking at. And so that's also a new way that I've been trying to take pictures.
So the eSight glasses help you as far as using
your photographer. So he has a little bit of vision then. You have a little bit of
Absolutely.
Vision.
That's right, yeah. So I lost my central vision to Leber's optic neuropathy, and on my peripheral vision, I only see very blurry shapes and shadows. My acuity is, you know, roughly 21,000. So my acuity is very low compared to other eSight users. And in my case, I'm able to read my mail, use my computer, use my appliances at home, you know, do my groceries. I've even played pool and bowling with them on. Just two nights ago, I was at the theater, and I was totally blown away that I could, you know, see what was going on the stage. So that it's really, really fantastic.
It's like a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
David, I wonder if you might just convey to the audience, I read that you just basically stayed in your apartment for a year because you were petrified of the change that happened to you. And I just was wondering what you can tell the listeners who might be experiencing the same thing. They might have just lost their vision, or they know they're going to lose their vision in the near future. How did you just change your attitude? You know, what was the catalyst that made you start thinking positively? And then also, along with that, how did you find out about eSight? Was it about the same time?
Yeah, so eSight was a few years later.
Okay.
So I guess that at first it was hard to stay positive and to try to change my life again. But luckily, I think I have that kind of personality that you know put me a brick wall in front of me, and I'm going to want to break through it. But it still wasn't easy. So what I think helped me was I kept giving myself little goals. So in the beginning, it could have been a really simple goal, like I'm going to go to the store, the local corner store, and just buy a chocolate bar and come back home, and just to get past all those obstacles between
Did you use a cane?
Right. So that, yes, I did. Yeah. And, so they was also getting used to orientation and mobility, you know, using the cane and all of that. And incrementally, I would increase the difficulty of my goals or the distance I would travel. And then I actually went to see my karate professor because I used to do karate.
And I asked another hobby.
Yeah. So I asked him if I could continue, and we figured out ways to do it. And when I passed my orange belt with my partial vision, I thought, gee, you know, I can do this. Maybe I can try something harder. So I enrolled into a college, and I tried a few courses. And I thought, if I pass these courses, maybe I'll try to do a bachelor's degree. So that it just kept making the challenges bigger and bigger.
So you keep challenging yourself to things that are hard for you, are difficult for
Stay
you.
Stay right there.
Hold
Don't
on,
go away.
David.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com. Securitycheck.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
We are back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Right now, Lynn?
Yes, Michael.
The guest and you waits for you.
We're talking to David. Is it Demers or Demers?
Demers is fine.
Demers, yeah. We're talking to David Demers, and he's calling in from, is it Ontario or Quebec? I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm from Montreal, Quebec.
Canada.
All right. And David was telling us about how he finally changed his attitude once he lost his sight and his experiences using eSight glasses and how his life has changed because of the eSight glasses.
So you live in Montreal?
I do.
Do they still have Orange Julius downtown somewhere?
They actually do. That's the big orange on the side of the highway.
That's funny.
Because I went there, let me see, I remember, about 1965, I went there.
And 66. It's still there. How do you like that?
Oh, yeah, it's a landmark.
Chris thinks it's funny. Yeah. You'll have to take a picture of it,
now,
David.
You want to hear something really funny?
And put it on our Facebook page so I can tell Michael
when
about
it. When I first went to Canada, it was in the summer. It was, let's say, July or August in the 60s. And
oh, yeah, you told me that story.
I'll never forget this. This was in July and August in Montreal. We got off the plane in Montreal. And, of course, I was wearing my heavy coat and gloves.
I thought it was cold.
And because you were to Canada. Oh, my God, you're going to freeze. So we had on our heavy coats. I had a fur coat on, very big, and gloves and a hat. Every other plane was looking at me, and I said, I didn't care. I'm waiting to get on this cold weather. We got off. It was like 90 degrees. I was waiting for that cold weather. I didn't get it, so I took off the coat. So I said, where are the Royal Canadian Mounties? Because that's what you think about. Anyway, I did what I thought of Canada, the Royal Canadian
right,
Mounties.
Right, and the igloos. And
exactly, yeah, yeah. I was not surprised when I went downtown and saw the Orange Julius, the big orange.
So, David, you work at eSight, correct?
I do, yeah.
Can you tell everybody what your position is? And I understand you do a lot of traveling and we'd like to know how you travel with the glasses as well.
Absolutely, sure. So I've been an eSight user for 3 years, but I've been working for eSight for 2 years now because I just really believe in what we're doing. And my role is I have many hats. Basically, I do some business development and public outreach. So I'll go to present in different organizations and talk to them about eSight and how it helps me. And also something that I take very dearly as a role at eSight is helping our new users. So as an ambassador, I help new users learn how to use eSight and share my experience as well. So that's what's really great about eSight is we're sort of like a family and we really help each other. And sometimes I'll try to find ways to, or I'll help people really train them with the glasses to do activities that they want to do. You know, it could be playing golf or working on electronic circuit boards. We really try to help them figure it out. And so you asked about traveling with eSight. So traveling with eSight is really amazing. You know, in my case, I bring it with me everywhere I go. It's an extension of my body, and if I need to read a menu, I can read the menu. If I need to read the train schedule or the plane schedule, whatnot, I can see that even on a board that's far away. It can help me, at the hotel as well to use the room service menu, the TV,
the thermostat.
Change the temperature on the thermostat. Just everything, you know. So it really allows me to travel independently and not have to rely so much on other people. So it's really nice.
And what's amazing is that you said you lost your central vision. That's what you lost, Michael, right? And
that's right.
The glasses are helping David.
But it didn't
very
help me.
Well, that
much,
was
yeah,
the first generation.
Yeah, but it didn't help me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So lots of eye conditions that involve central vision loss, like macular degeneration, Stargardt, and things like that, eSight helps very much.
That's great. I have a question for you, David.
Uh-oh, he has a question. Uh-oh.
With your eSight glasses, do they auto-focus from when you're looking at something, say, a foot away versus something that's like across the room?
The theater. Yeah, like if he was reading a program and then the theater stage.
Yes, that's a good question because one of the two things that are quite revolutionary about eSight is real-time image processing and the fact that it's autofocus. So there's when you look at something that's either near close up, whether it's like a reading and then looking at something far away like a television screen, the focus just automatically adjusts. You don't have to turn any
really
dials or anything
important.
Like that. So it's really quick and easy to use. Hmm.
That's great.
That is really something. So when you said you went to the theater, so you could be reading the program and then look up and then you can your eyes automatically focus, adjust to seeing the people on the stage.
Exactly. And so if I need a bit more zoom, that's really usually the only control I'll need to play with, to add or remove a bit of zoom depending on the activity I'm doing. And of course, I wouldn't expect someone the first day with their eSight glasses to go right to the theater and really find it super easy. But when you start getting used to being able to locate what you want to see and you're used to the glasses, it can really make the experience a lot better.
Well, David, can you please tell people, if you like, I have the phone number here, but if you'd like to give the number out and tell people how to reach you or anybody else at eSight if they're interested in the glasses?
Absolutely. So our toll-free number is 1-855-837-4448.
Could you say it again?
1-855. Yes, go ahead.
Say it again, David.
Sure. So it's 1-855-837-4448.
And they can also find the information at the website, which is?
It's www.eSightEyewear.com.
That's right.
And don't forget,
if you just
And don't forget that you said you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and they'll give you a nice big discount for going in when you get in.
That's exactly right, yes, yes.
Well, David, thank you very, very much for sharing your experiences and your hobbies, photography, and it's just amazing. And we're really happy that you're finding your way with your glasses and that it helped you.
It's a pleasure. I'm really glad to share my experience.
All righty.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much up there.
Thank you, David.
Calling from Montreal. Take care, David.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Came in as clear as a bell, didn't it?
Yes. Yes.
As a bell.
You know, I have a point.
Good.
I mean, not a point. What is this? A statement?
Oh, it's the quote? Yeah, the quote.
It's a quote?
Yeah, a quote. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a quote about hobbies. Now, some of you might find this kind of funny, but here we go. When a hobby begins to cost money, it's called
a
hobby. I didn't say that right.
No, you didn't, John. You got it backwards. Anyway.
Wow. I'll get it right this time.
Okay.
When a habit.
There you go.
Begins to cost money. It's called a hobby.
And tell Michael who the quote was from. We'll appreciate that.
This quote is by, it's a Yiddish proverb.
What else you got there?
Let me see.
Wait, let me say something.
What?
When a hobby costs money, it becomes a job.
That too.
That's a big quote right there in itself.
Well, I've got another one here. My hobby more and more is likely to be common school education or universal education. Now, that quote is by Rutherford Burchard Hayes.
You know, I just thought of something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I just thought of something. We're talking about hobbies,
mm-hmm.
which Lynn can tell you, I don't have too many hobbies.
No, but you do.
Well, other than eating.
I know you have good some other hobbies, though. You
bugging her.
No, he loves sports. I mean, he can tell you about baseball and football.
Yeah, I do love sports.
You do.
But I'll tell you something.
Oh, and music.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something else.
The oldies.
But I'll tell you something else.
But I know what your big hobby is.
You.
Well, that too.
No, but I'm serious about
that. That's not a hobby.
I was going to talk about sales.
This is very important. This is very important.
It's what drives you.
All kidding aside. No, let me tell you something. When I was sighted, I hate to say it, but I was more of a wise guy because I thought I was hot stuff. I really did.
Good thing you didn't say what I thought you were going to say.
I'm being serious because we had a big company.
Yeah.
I traveled everywhere and did everything. Mm. I was going all the time.
That's right.
And I was staying in the best hotels, and I had a ball. I really did. And Lynn and I were apart a lot. When I went blind, I started to smell, as they say, the roses. And the first thing what I have to say, and it's really, I guess you say to my wife, because my wife and I get along unbelievable, great. And it's because, and this I have to say, because of my blindness, not that I need her, which I do, but besides that, I love her. But a word came that I didn't have before when I was sighted. And the word was appreciation. I was always in love with my wife. But I appreciate my wife to no end now. So whether we're kidding around, we're joking around, or whatever it may be, when I say to my wife is an angel, I mean it. Because the point that I'm saying is very simple. When I went blind, I never felt anything when I went blind. I didn't feel hate.
You never panicked.
I never panicked.
That's the amazing thing. You did not panic.
I just went along being blind.
Sometimes I forget that he is blind, and that's why I get on your case more.
I guess you say, I never really, I didn't cry. The effect of me going blind is because my wife was there by my side, and it's to her tribute that my emotion never changed. Yes, I got scared a few times in an elevator.
Yeah.
But other than that, I hear music in the background.
Yeah, a little bit. Michael.
Yeah.
When did you...
I want to tell you anyway that I love you.
I appreciate that.
But that is all my... No, but I'm saying this is a hobby of mine, too, to make you happy. And also...
Wait.
Staying focused.
Listen, just listen.
Chris. Who's the artist?
That's Ruben Studdard.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
That's Ruben Studdard.
Glenn fired him. That's
Michael,
funny.
Michael, don't go there.
That's okay,
don't ruin
but
the
you
moment.
Know what? That's a great song.
I'm sorry. Oops, my bad.
No, that's okay. It's a beautiful song that Ruben did.
Yeah.
Okay. But I wanted you to tell, and I see we have a caller. Maybe you'll take the caller. And then I wanted you to talk about what your hobby is, though. You say it's not a hobby, but it is, in a way, about selling.
Well, that, it's about my life.
Right. That is your primary hobby.
Well,
I mean,
I've always been a competitive person. So being a competitive person all my life.
Well, that's your hobby.
I was taught at an early age
about
working. So I've always loved to work.
All right. Let's take a caller.
What?
Yeah. Well, I think we have several callers. So I guess we better switch to our audience. Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. How
are
you doing?
Hello, how is everybody?
Hey, Sheila.
Meet the Golders.
Hey, Charles. Hey, Lynn. Hey,
Hi.
Michael. Lynn, it is so good to hear that you're feeling well.
Well, thank you, my dear.
So, what is my hobby?
Yes.
And Michael, you really do need to get a hobby.
He's very upset off the air, Sheila.
A relaxing hobby. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that he does.
My hobby is reading.
Yes.
And I, as president of Friends of Library Access with the Talking Book Library out of Daytona.
Right. I have all that here.
That is by far my hobby. I would be lost without my books. I very seldom watch TV. I listen to music, and I have to have my books.
My kind of girl.
Got to have my books.
Sheila, I have a question for you. I was reading about the Talking Book Library out of Daytona, and I also see all the other offices around the state. But it said that as of September 2016, we weren't going to get the hard cassettes anymore, but Michael still receives them, which is a good thing.
Not cassettes.
The blue things, the hard plastic cassettes.
You get digital cartridges, but you should not be getting cassettes.
Oh, I call it a cassette. Okay, so it is. It's a cartridge then.
It is a digital cartridge.
Okay. So I'm behind the times. So it's a cartridge.
No,
all right.
You should not
I was
be
confused.
Getting cassettes.
Oh, okay.
If you're getting cassettes, you need to call me.
No. Oh, wait. So cassette as in the 70s.
Yes.
No, it's not that.
We're not in that. No. We're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
No, it's the it's the rectangular, hard, blue, plastic. And come to think of it, they're all enclosed.
You're asking me what color it is?
No, I'm telling you that.
Yeah, she is
no,
asking
No, I'm not
what
telling
color.
Her what. I'm just saying she might know that they're blue, that they
How
tell her.
How would she know they're blue unless someone told her?
She's confused.
That the library might have told people that they were because blue. I don't
One
know.
One book will come, even if it's 14 volumes, it will come on one cartridge.
Right. So it's a cartridge, not a cassette.
It is a digital cartridge.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Sheila Young. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
We have another caller. Who's on the line right now holding?
I thought we had another caller.
No, just Sheila.
Oh, okay.
Just Sheila.
So, Michael.
Yes.
I know Sheila knows that they're not, she doesn't know, that she can't see the blue, but they talk about it in the description here.
Okay, I want to go to trivia.
You're going to do the second trivia?
Yeah. Okay, trivia time. This is a great song.
I wanted to tell where the other offices are, too, for the library when we come back.
When we come back. Trivia time, 407-894-6080. This is a great song. Tell me who's singing this song.
I thought you said this was.
You said what?
Someday.
Sounds like Charles. Boom, 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 boom.
Some way. You'll realize.
So who's singing this song?
Don't cut it off. Don't cut it off.
You've been blind. Yes.
yes, darling. You're going to need
got clicking and singing in the audience in the studio.
It's just a matter of time. Go on. Go on. Until you reach the end of the line. But I know you pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down.
People on the phone already.
I know that one day.
So who's singing that great song? 407.
I can tell you.
894-1680. Who's singing the song? Who it is. Call in. $10 gift
card. While we're waiting for Chris, let me tell you that the sub-regional libraries and recording studios, there are 9 of them. There's one in Cocoa, which serves Brevard County. Fort Myers serves Lee County. Fort Lauderdale serves Broward County. Jacksonville serves Duval County. Clearwater office serves Pinellas and Sarasota. Miami serves Dayton Monroe. Orlando serves Orange County. Pensacola serves Escambia. And Lake Worth serves the Palm Beach area. And the Daytona Regional Library serves the patrons in all counties not listed above. You can call the Daytona Regional Library. Listen up, 800-226-6075. That's 800-226-6075.
That's only in the state of Florida.
That's just for Florida. That's yep, right. The Talking Book Library. I don't know how it works in the rest of the country. I will have to look that up.
So 407-894-1680. Who was singing that song?
You know what else? We didn't mention the phone number up in Schenectady at all tonight.
Yeah, why don't you do it?
Yeah. If you don't feel like streaming us on the computer, you can call right from your phone. No app needed. Just plain old phone call.
Anywhere in this country.
518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057.
And there's nothing
I use
you have
it all
to
the
do.
Time.
Mention the phone number again. Mention again.
Actually, I listened to the show last week with that. I was having a problem with the computer. So it's 518-712-0057. And we have a caller from Winter Garden, our oldies expert, none other than Keith from Winter Garden.
Oh, I know Keith knows who this is.
Yep. Uh-oh, what's that noise?
What happened? When did he win last, though? When did Keith win last?
I think Keith won last week.
Keith?
He can't call in again.
Hello?
You have to wait 3 weeks.
Still say hi.
Hey,
wait,
Keith.
I think I got the wrong Keith messed up last week.
Oh.
Because Keith was, he said he was in a hospital last week. This Keith from Winter Garden.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I hope you got the right address, Len, last week for the winner.
So how you doing, Keith?
I'm fine.
How you?
You doing better?
You were in the hospital?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So you didn't call us last week?
No, sir.
You mean someone else use your name?
There's a lot of Keith.
Yeah. So you're feeling better now?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're okay.
Yes, I'm glad.
So who do you think is singing this song?
Now, this is too easy for you, Keith.
That is Brooke Benton.
100%.
You know it. I told you that was too easy.
You got to meet him in person.
Did you know it, Charles?
Yes, I know Brooke Benton.
You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins. That was the great Brooke Benton.
He's my namesake.
Brooke? Yeah.
Yeah, he's Brooke Benton. I'm Charles Brooks.
Chris?
We're talking about Keith Sill.
Chris?
Yes,
yes,
Keith.
Sir, I'm here.
Take his name down and find out who the man last week used
right.
his name.
Yeah, because somebody else, that was an identity theft over the airwaves last week, Keith.
All right, Chris.
Keith was
because
in the hospital
rules,
and they
the
stole
rules
his
are
identity.
You can't win. You have to be.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Keith, I know we know Keith, no.
Well, we have to meet Keith in person very near
future.
That's
Keith from Winter, where? Winter Garden.
Winter Garden.
Right down the road.
Down the road.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
All right. Hold on, Keith. Don't hang up. Let me get all the right information, okay?
Feel better.
Take care of yourself, Keith.
All right, hold on. Listen, we're going to go travel up to ATL. ATL's finest. That's right. Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, WGA.
No, it's not. It's ATL.
No, that's West Virginia.
The airport?
West Georgia.
I said WGA.
I'm sorry. That's West. Yeah, I see.
Never mind.
It was the A that got me.
You too young.
Listen, we got a young lady, first time caller, Miss Charlene from Atlanta, Georgia.
No
how you
kidding.
Doing, Charlene?
Hi, Charlene.
Hello. How are you all?
Hi, Charlene.
Good, Charlene. How are you?
Good. I'm a friend of Carolyn's from Marietta.
Oh, all right. I had a hunch.
How you doing?
Thank you for calling.
Good. Okay. And actually, I was calling for trivia, but
you thought
hello to you all.
Yeah, well, please do. So you thought it was Brooke Benton, too?
Excuse me?
Did you know it was Brooke Benton?
Yes.
Well, you call in again another time, Charlene. Maybe you'll be a winner that time. You just be fast.
Okay.
So tell us about yourself.
Carolyn said hello.
Hi, Carolyn. So tell us about yourself, Charlene.
Wait, Charlene. Tell us about yourself, Charlene.
What do you want to know?
What do you want to know, Michael?
Well, I don't want to know that much. My wife is sitting next to me, so I can't say too much.
And my wife is listening.
And
so.
His wife's listening, so we can't take
okay,
too much.
My favorite hobby is I love to read.
Another
I love
reader.
To attend live theater.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you're sighted? Are you sighted?
Blind.
Oh, you're blind. And you like to see go to the theater, even though you're blind. That's very nice.
Right, because I always have most of the time I have someone with me who can tell me, you know, what's going on.
That audio description, right.
Right, well, a live person actually, you know, a friend or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're most of the time pretty easy to follow. And so I like I said, I love to read. And
how do you read? Do you get the audio books?
Yeah, the DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I read the Braille magazines.
I have a question for you. I have a good question for you. Not to get personal. Do you go to church?
I haven't been in a while. I watch TV. Yeah. I mean, church on television.
Oh, okay. I know what she's talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to be honest with you, I love to, you know, go and hear the word. I like to go to a church where the pastor teaches.
Uh-huh.
And I can't take all that music though and all that talking before the service, you know, being honest.
Okay.
And so,
the reason why I asked that question is because I used to love to go to the synagogue. I'm Jewish, so I used to go to the synagogue.
Okay.
But since I'm blind, we don't go that much anymore because I feel uncomfortable. Why? Because certain prayers, you stand up and then you sit down and you stand up. So the point is, when you're blind, you don't know what's going on because if the rabbi is saying with his hand, stand up, you can't visually see him with his hands. And he doesn't say stand up. He's putting his hands up so everybody knows in the audience to stand up in the congregation. So
you know what? It was meant for you to talk to me tonight because there's a pastor that someone was telling me about that I wanted to go to his church. And so I got courageous and I went. And what I said to myself is, I have that same problem. So what I did is I just sat the whole time.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, then I feel
uncomfortable. I mean, you know, that's one way I'd rather, you know, sit the whole time than be standing up and everybody else sitting down. So, you know, don't let that stop you, you know. You work with what you have, and if you want to go to the synagogue and worship, just go and sit down the whole time. And, you know, people who will see that you're blind, they either understand or won't, but you're not there for them anyway.
That's true.
That's right.
How do you
true.
Like that? Yeah. See,
very
her attitude,
good.
The great attitude.
Great attitude. Yes,
hey, man, Pastor Charlene, thank
I
you.
Hope you call in again, Charlene.
Okay, and you have a lovely night.
All right.
And you too.
Even though we're like, what, 15 days into the new year? Happy New Year.
Well,
happy
same to you. It's never too
same
late.
To you.
Keep on calling
happy
in.
Happy and healthy.
Keep on
thank
calling
you.
In.
And tell everybody
right.
about the show, okay? Yes. Excited, too.
Okay, I will. Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Charlene. What a wonderful call.
Yes.
Very
always
good.
Nice to hear new people. And thank you, Carolyn, for telling Charlene about the show.
Hey,
now, Charlene, you got to tell someone else.
That's right.
But you know what's funny there? Now, I just admitted
wow,
something.
Wow, it's 8:52 already.
See, I just admitted something, which is very true. I would like to go to synagogue more often, but the point is, forget whether Lynn wants to go or not. I would like to go more often. But the thing was, what she just said, you know, maybe I should go and just sit down, because to me, it would bother me to sit down, everybody else is standing.
Going to break.
You're going to break? Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
When Sean first tried on eSight Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. Lynn Golder's here. Charles Brooks is here. Chris Shaw, well, he's here too.
He better be here.
He's better. Oh, my God. What you just did, Chris, on the air. I can't believe you did that.
Foghorn.
Don't say that, please.
It's Gary's foghorn.
Yes.
So that's it. Another show.
Another show.
Another day.
Another day.
What a life.
What a life.
Let me say.
Why?
All right.
Let me just say, before a lot of our young people that are tuned in, that are listening, even though they didn't call, just don't take tomorrow as a day out of school to have a free day. Take a day out to learn a little bit more and knowledge yourself as to who Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is, what he stood for, and try to use that, what he stood for. Take it to heart, embrace it, and use it in your everyday life.
You had a couple more quotes there, Chris, did you not?
Yeah, I think I got them all.
Did you? Okay. Oh, it was Charles. All. I'm sorry. Charles, you had the quotes. Thank you, Chris, for reminding everybody.
Before we go off the air, if you would like to look at our website, please do. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed one of our shows, you can listen to any of the. They're all there since we started the back in April.
Back in the last century. Yeah. Charles, what you got there?
I have one. It was just a hobby. I didn't expect it to turn into a business. Quote by Phil Katz.
No, I meant the quotes for Martin Luther King.
Oh, Phil Katz.
What? Who's Phil Katz?
Yeah, that was me. I had all the quotes from Dr.
You had?
Katz. Yeah.
Okay.
Who's
all
Phil
right.
Katz?
Yeah, that's see, about, I thought he said Phil.
I thought we were talking about Phil Collins. No. But from Phil Katz.
Anyway.
Who's Phil Katz?
You read all the quotes from...
The way I did them, okay, I utilize them in every aspect.
Well, anyway, everybody, we'll be back next week, sooner than later. Michael, you coming next week?
Hope to. Hopefully.
I will not be here next week.
No, you will not.
Charles, it's been very nice having you on board. Very nice.
It was fun, and it was a good time, and a good show.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
It was very nice having you with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
You were great as always.
Oh, gee.
Lynn?
Yes, Michael?
Great having you with us.
Well, thank you. It was great being here. See everybody next week.
See everybody next week. Stay tuned. Be there next week. Looking forward to being with you.
Another busy show next week.
Take care, all of you. Love you
all.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Be safe.
He'll be home soon.